This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Fine Dining. The search for the most mediocre restaurant in America is a podcast where Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all the chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5 out of 10 dining experience. The objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. His most recent episode featured guests Marissa Pinson and John Glover as they review Costco's food court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Head on over to linktree.com/finedining podcast and click Bees giveaway to enter for an all-expense-paid trip to your local Applebee's. The current frontrunner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at a 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends. And you can watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st and the winner will be announced on the May 8th Chipotle episode. $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee's gift card.
Welcome to a Funny Feeling Podcast. I'm Betsy Sodaro.
And I'm Marcy Jarro. This is a podcast where comedians tell us their paranormal experiences, and we listen to yours as well.
Oh, yeah. And if you have one of these paranormal experiences that you want to share with us, please email it to us at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com.
Now get cozy.
And prepare yourself to be scared silly.
This is a Funny Feeling Podcast. Hi, Betsy. Are you burpy?
No, I went to hold the mic like you hold a phone, but that doesn't work. Like
well,
when you put
does,
a phone
if I
on
do
your...
this. If I'm like, hey, all right, oops, oh, nope, it fell.
Nope,
fell,
it doesn't.
Fell right into my bosom.
Fell right into your bosom and it's lost forever.
Into my bosom abyss.
Marcy, I am excited about this thing I looked up.
Ooh.
I had never heard of it.
I'm excited about the thing you looked
Maybe
up.
Maybe you've heard of it because you lived in New York City.
New York City.
This is a place that's very haunted in New York City, and it's called the House of Death. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, that's my apartment.
Oh my God. You live there.
My old apartment was
Yikes.
The House of Death. Yeah. No, I've never heard of it.
Okay. So this house is like a lovely little brownstone built in the late 1850s. And it's supposedly haunted by 22 ghosts.
Too many ghosts.
And it's in the area of like Washington Park.
Washington Square Park.
Washington yeah. Square Park. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really know.
Nice area by
nice little
NYU.
Area. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So
the
it's
village.
This old house. And there have been some memorable people who have lived in this house of death. One is Mrs. James Borman Johnston.
My best friend.
Your best friend and a person we've all heard of, whose husband was a founding member of the Metropolitan Underground Railroad.
Good
and
for
another
them.
Big one. Is a little dude named Mark Twain. Heard of him?
I share a birthday with him.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Well, wait, when is it?
November 30th?
November 30th. I was like, December 1st? No, November
close.
30th.
Very close.
Ooh, that's so fun. So he bought it under his name, Samuel
Clemens.
Clemens, yep. And he lived in it for a year.
Wait, how did I even know that Mark Twain's was Samuel Clemens? I'm smarter than I thought.
Oh, my God. God, Marcy, congrats.
I've gone brilliant.
That's very funny. Yeah. So he lived there for a year, and people have seen the ghost of Mark Twain sitting in the window looking out on the street.
They're like, ah, oh, look, it's Einstein in weirder clothing.
Yeah. Oh, look at that poster of Einstein. I wish his tongue was sticking out. And a little girl at one point
Always
when...
scary.
People were living in this place, saw his spirit chilling in her living room, and he said that he had, quote, a problem here I gotta settle, then disappear.
Whoa.
Whoa. Mark Twain.
I got a problem here. I gotta settle.
Gotta settle.
I didn't know ghosts could get drunk.
Yeah, I mean,
I got a problem. I gotta settle. I gotta see somebody about a horse.
If you die when you're drunk, you stay drunk, or you get that choice. Maybe you get the choice of like, hey, do you want to always kind of be buzzed? In the afterlife.
I'm not going to say yes because it feels like an endorsement for drinking and driving.
Oh, wait, what? Oh, that's sad. Yeah, don't do that, anybody. That's crazy.
Okay. But it's more fun than normal driving.
I do that. Marcy, it's bad. It's bad. Terrifying. Okay, so in 1957, an actress named Jan Bryant Bartel and her husband moved in, and she immediately started to have weird shit happen to her. It started kind of smaller with like, weird, stinky, rotten smells.
Oh.
The getting chills, you know, like little burst of chills. Hearing footsteps following behind her, turning around, nothing's there.
No, thank you.
The feeling of like somebody brushing up behind her, stuff like that. Uh-oh. Fucking nasty. But kind of, she was able to brush it off to, I don't know, the house.
It's because she lived in New York, and so she told herself constantly that she was being crazy.
Yeah. She's I think that's exactly it. It's fine. This is the best city in the world.
Never sleeps.
So as time went on, she started to see a shadow person.
No.
Like a huge, like, shadow dude who would, like, follow her around and stuff.
She's like, I'm fine.
This is New York, the city that never sleeps. Her furniture began to get moved around by itself.
Kind of cool, though.
I mean, if you need a feng shui.
That's what I was thinking. That, like,
great.
That this ghost was rearranging.
Yeah, the ghost was like, no. You want to have a better view.
Or open up your space.
Open it up. And also, footsteps still following her, but now the sound of, like, broken, like, glass breaking, like kind of following her around the house, which is weird.
Oh, no.
So she hit up a psychic and was told that there are a few different spirits hanging out in this house. And during a seance with this psychic in this apartment, Jan was possessed by the spirit of a 19-year-old girl named Renee Mallison, who said she held President Lincoln responsible for the death of her husband in the Civil War.
I get it. Hey.
I get it. I don't know why that made me laugh.
It's just because politics have always been this way.
Right? People we can't escape them.
That's the one thing that ever makes me feel a little better about what's happening in our country, is that it's always been this way.
It always has.
I remember poor when girl. George Bush was the devil, and it makes me feel better because now he seems so sweet.
Oh my God. Now it's like, give me George Bush.
Give me a drunk George Bush at a funeral singing.
George W. Bush, come on.
But remember, we used to be like, that's Satan.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I'm going to Canada. So the ghost says,
two shall pass.
President Lincoln's responsible. The psychic then demanded to this spirit that is now possessing our Jan to leave the house. And she replied, never. I will never leave here. This is my home.
Ooh.
Spooky and
stand
bold. You go,
up,
girl.
Jan.
You
stand
go,
up.
Little girl who Lincoln ruined your life. So after this, she and her husband moved out pretty quick.
Well,
the actress Jan and her husband.
Kind of seems like a hypocrite.
Okay, come on.
She
now.
Made a big deal about
no,
Stan.
She was possessed.
The little
19-year-old girl who was inside of Jan said, I'm never leaving. This is my house.
Okay.
Does it make sense now, Marcy?
I remember when I thought I was a genius.
Yeah.
It went away.
That was a very quick.
It was short-lived.
Flowers for Algernon style. So they move out, and she wrote a book called Spindrift that's all about her experiences in this house. Even moving away, she felt like something evil attached to her and troubled her for the rest of her life. Because she died from mysterious circumstances right before finishing her book about this haunted place.
Oh.
Bummer, right?
Helps book sales, though, right?
I think. Over the years, this house got converted into apartments. You know, classic.
New York classic, slumlords.
Where a lot of deaths have occurred, of course. Just kind of.
They got to die happened. Somewhere.
But it still feels like there's something kind of weird
spooking
there.
Around.
And in the 1980s, a criminal defense attorney beat and killed his 6-year-old illegally adopted daughter. And there was more,
so
but
kidnapped?
It was kind of unnecessary, like...
Details?
Yeah, it made me just sad. I was like, we don't need that for this podcast.
An illegally adopted daughter sounds like a kidnapped child.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Sounds like a really nice way to say a man kidnapped a child.
Yeah, maybe that's what happened. I don't know.
So, I think he's a bad guy, nonetheless.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit no matter what. So that kind of idea of like, ooh, weird shit happens here. So there's a photographer who's lived across the street from this house of death and has been terrified of it forever. He's lived there for like 20 years, and he believes that the scary presence in that house has started to come over to his side of the street because models have come over for photo shoots and have seen a woman in a long flowing dress, and they fucking freak out and never return, like fucking bail on this photo shoot. And fucking never return.
And he's like, I don't know why. Yeah. I mean, it's not like...
You don't have a camera. No.
You don't have a camera. Your penis was out.
Yeah. And so one day this photographer was at the Strand bookstore, which is just
God
a
love
wonderful
the Strand.
Place. And with no explanation, Jan's book fell off the shelf and into his date's hands.
His date, this Casanova?
What the fuck? And he, so he,
hey, baby, want to go to a bookstore with me? I'm a photographer. Hey, yeah.
And he, and
how
very
you
like
doing?
Bohemian, it sounds like. he bought the book, and he's owned several copies of it because they keep disappearing from his apartment. These books do.
Jan.
What's going on?
Jan.
And that is the House of Death. I learned about it from a website called paranormalwarehouse.com and thelineup.com. I'd never heard of it.
Neither have I. The next time I go to New York, I'm going to go check it out.
And just Googled, they left the address. I just didn't say it because I'm like, I don't know if it's necessary. I think it's on like 14th Street.
It's not necessary.
Isn't that spooky?
That's really spooky.
The House of Death in New York City.
New York City.
Paste picante sauce. Remember that?
I do.
Great commercial.
Betsy, that was really good.
Thank you so much.
You guys, if you have your own story.
Yeah, if you've been to the House of Death.
If you have a similar House of Death in your hometown. Yeah. If you have a paranormal experience, alien invasion, whatever.
Anything. If you went to a psychic and cool stuff happened, let us know.
Let us know.
Please send us
an
your stories.
Email.
Voice memo,
or regular old-fashioned word email.
Ooh,
a typed up email to funnyfeeling@gmail.com.
Funnyfeelingpod?
Yes, that's what I meant.
Funnyfeelingpod @gmail.com.
Funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com. Also, do us a favor.
Review.
Subscribe. Rate. Review.
Tell friends.
It's
the season.
Tis the season to be scary. Wah, 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 wah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, am I excited for our guest.
Me too. I can't wait.
Oh, you've seen her on Andrea Savage's I'm Sorry.
Yeah.
And you're going to see her soon on Kidding on
Showtime,
the other one people pay for. Jenny Pearson.
Jenny.
Hi.
Welcome.
Nice to see you. Thank you for welcoming
Thanks
me.
Thanks for having
Should
us.
I have said that HBO's, nope, it's not HBO.
Showtime's
Kidding is starring Jim Carrey, comedy legend. That's what
starring
I should say.
Starring Jim Carrey, directed by Michel Gondry.
Ooh.
Awesome.
All of
French
the episodes?
Director. Most
oh, that's really
a bunch
cool.
of them, yeah.
That's
really
cool.
The ones that I did.
That one.
Oh, yeah.
Sunshine, everlast.
Eternal sunshine. Eternal sunshine.
Spell is mine.
Be kind, rewind.
Where she got
music videos from the 90s.
Lots of music videos.
She got a taste for Jim Carrey then and couldn't resist.
Me too.
That's what you'd like to. You've never seen him before, and then you were like, "Who's this really good quirky actor?"
I got a taste for him at Copper Mountain. Have you ever seen that movie?
No,
it's weird. It was like one of his first, where he's and I grew up skiing in Copper Mountain.
That is such a crazy reference.
It's a deep cut. My parents got me like the DVD.
Oh, because you grew up in Copper Mountain.
Yeah, well, I was like skiing there all the time, and then they're like, "Wait." And you love Jim Carrey here, and it's like a weird. God.
What?
It's a weird movie. I need to rewatch it.
What did he do or play?
He was, I think it's a comedian, like a stand-up, but on the mountain. I need to watch it again.
That's really funny.
If you had a cast a stand-up in a mountain town, I guess it would be Jim Carrey. You're like, that's what I think a stand-up is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like Zach Galifianakis. But I think maybe I'm just thinking that because he also did a ski
movie. He did a ski one too. Yeah.
Jenny, how are you?
Oh.
Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, this isn't Jim Carrey podcast.
No.
Honestly,
no.
Unless he wants to come on and talk about ghosts, don't care.
We don't give a shit.
Heard us? Oh God, I just blanked on how to talk at all.
Oh,
you made
no.
me.
Okay,
you were
I'll
worried about being
here.
Nervous, and then I got nervous.
I'm sorry.
Marcy
My
is
energy
so
is throwing
nervous
it.
Right
I
now.
Peed.
Uh-oh, she's still peeing.
Oh, it's because you're drinking still. This giant thing of water, 100
guys,
ounces.
I'm trying to drink 100 ounces
100
of water
ounces
a day.
Wow. Jesus Christ, that's a lot.
Is your pooping good?
All the time. Constantly. Can't stop.
Can't stop doing it. So pretty
it's,
good.
Actually bad. The doctor's very much. Concerned. So we always start by asking, and you gave us a little heads up, so we know what we're in for.
Okay.
We always start by asking, what, if anything, do you believe about the paranormal?
Oh, I like that question. Because I feel like I really walk the line.
Okay.
The very fine line between, yep, everything
yes.
is true.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all real.
Yeah.
And like, this is all bullshit. Like, nope.
Okay.
And like, I really don't believe in ghosts and stuff like that. I tend to believe more in the internal rather than the external.
Ooh,
gotcha.
Like,
I think that we have a lot of brain. What do they say? We only use 10% of our brains.
That's what they say.
Right? Or something like that.
And
isn't
all
that crazy?
Yes. And we have all this sort of untapped power in our brains that science hasn't figured out.
Yeah.
And I just think we're more powerful and strong than we know.
Uh-huh.
And I think, like, I suffer throughout my life with anxiety. Mm-hmm. Like, anxiety
me
attacks,
too.
Panic attacks.
Me too.
Yeah.
Right. We're all
it's
anxious.
It's awful.
I mean, I'm
it's
on
really
the,
bad.
I'm on the Lexapro train, and it's a little better.
Oh, good.
Okay.
It
well,
helps.
But that makes me think, because when I'm having a panic attack, oh. I'll really be like, my whole body is tingling, or like, I'm going to throw up,
yeah.
or I'm
my body
like,
gets destroyed during some of these panic attacks.
Right.
I
have.
Like,
where
I'm out
brain.
For 2 days.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel as if, like, like literally all I want to do is jump out of my skin because it's so, like, excruciating to be in my body.
Yeah.
But it's, like, hard to explain it other than, like, I want to run away from my body.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And that's, I feel like, the power of our brains.
Right.
Like, our brains are telling us that there's something wrong when there isn't something physically wrong. And that's strong. That's crazy.
I like get fevers from them.
Yeah.
Have you guys like
totally?
When I and it's rare.
I've never taken my temperature during a panic attack.
Well, no, I'll feel it. Like
yeah,
where it's like
you
oh,
feel feverish.
I have a fever now. And then I'm out for two. It's so nuts.
It really is.
It doesn't happen often, but like
when you're going through,
when
like
it's
going through
the
it.
Big
yeah,
one.
When it's really hit. Yeah, when I have a big one, I tend to float away. Like I have an out of body experience.
You disassociate.
Oh. To completely. Like I feel like I'm floating above myself.
Really?
And it's. Oh. It kind of makes me feel like these are a lot of the experiences when you think you have a paranormal experience.
Are you having a near-death experience when you have a panic attack?
Well, Sometimes I feel like I'm dying.
It feels like it.
It feels like I'm floating away and I'm dying.
Yeah.
And I think kind of like maybe that our bodies are, or our brains are actually more powerful than anything externally happening in the world.
I don't know. I've never thought of it that way.
I mean, I'm no scientist.
You're wearing a lab coat.
Yeah.
For fashion.
And you're mixing up stuff in little beakers.
Yeah.
For style.
For fashion. For style.
That you mix beakers for style.
That is so interesting to think of because it, I mean, I'll have anxiety dreams.
Yes.
Where it yeah. is just like, oh, I bet if somebody wasn't aware that this is anxiety, they might be like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Something came to me in the nighttime where me, I'm like, oh, yeah, this makes sense. I'm pretty anxious right now.
Also, the ability to disassociate is such a powerful thing the brain can do for a person.
Fear. If you're afraid, then you
or something terrible is happening.
Right.
Like it's bad when it keeps happening. Mm-hmm. But in the moment, the ability to be like, I'm away from here, is really amazing.
Yeah, it's all because of trauma.
Yes.
Like multiple personalities or what, it's like all just because of trauma. And I kind of think like seeing ghosts or seeing, discredit anybody who has had
fine.
Like a sighting or an experience. I just know I never have seen, like Marcy asked me to do this like a few months ago maybe, and I was like, I've never seen a ghost. I don't believe in it.
Right.
Never seen a ghost. I don't believe in it.
Everyone just
leave me alone.
I feel like it's
and then
like,
you kicked her in the shin.
yeah, I was
then
bad.
She told me she could treat me because she's a doctor.
Scientist.
Well, you're a doctor too.
I said I have a potion.
Scientist potion.
So what do you do you know what a poltergeist is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, which kind of maybe upholds my theory, right?
Do you think that
I just learned this.
Yeah.
So poltergeist, the idea is that like the energy that you or someone in your home is creating,
energy.
Can manifest itself as some sort of like spirit in your home or whatever, but really what it's doing is just like causing chaos. It's like you're doing.
Yeah,
do you think
it's sort of like possible? I do kind of because I think. I mean, this is kind of making me sound like a crazy person.
Welcome to the podcast.
You're wearing a lab coat
and glasses. I'm a sexy scientist.
It's so short, that lab coat.
There's nothing on underneath.
I do kind of think that maybe. You know, like what Oprah says, like when you walk into a room, you bring the energy. You're in charge of the energy or something like when you walk in a room.
Yeah.
And I kind of agree with that. Okay. You know, if you're feeling shitty and you walk up to somebody, it's probably going to go terribly. But if you're feeling great and you talk to somebody, it's probably going to be a good conversation.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of think that we have powers maybe in our energies or what we're giving off
the
sort of unseen energy fields around us.
Jenny is now drawing on a chalkboard showing us a lot of formulas.
Okay, now she's changed into Matt Damon's outfit in Good Will Hunting.
It's still sexy.
It's
not your fault.
Chips and apples.
So two references.
Very bad.
Very loose too. You just said eat some apples.
I said here's some apples.
Oh. How do you like them apples?
How do you like them apples?
You like apples? Well, I got a number. How you like them apples?
Oh, that's the one.
If someone a sidebar. If someone came up and said, "Do you like apples?" I'd probably say not a lot. It's worst fruit.
You don't like apples?
They're fine, but if you had to be like, you can have any fruit you want in the world right now.
Apples out of here.
You know, to be honest, just this morning, I was thinking that the summer, eat a peach in the morning, and in the rest of the year, I eat an apple.
Okay. But that's only because peaches aren't in season all year.
And I thought that full sentence to my head.
And if that's not the power of psychic ability,
I
don't know what is. psychic Jenny.
No way, give me a pair any
day. So I
do
kind of believe in psychics and stuff like that.
Okay.
Because I do believe in like intuition a lot, like deep intuition. And I think we have a lot of untapped intuition.
Yeah.
You're like a Stevie Nicks' type, right?
Oh, God, that's the nicest thing you could say to me.
You're welcome. But yeah, you're like, you could be like a lady with some turquoise in her elder years.
Oh, I would love that.
Oh, hell yeah. Where you just wear like muumuus.
Yeah, that's what I want.
That's good.
But maybe like a Palm Springs.
Okay. You're going to be the mayor of Lake Arrowhead.
Yeah, that's right. We're
going to be co-mayors of Lake Arrowhead.
The co-mayors of Lake Arrowhead.
I'll move there and vote for you.
And just, we're going to have a bunch of men who work for us, and we're going to just make fun of their
dicks. And we belittle their dicks.
Guys, this doesn't sound appropriate. What? The mayors.
Oh, come on.
We can do whatever we want. No, but to clarify, we're just the mayors of the actual lake.
Just
park.
The lake, not the town.
Not the just the men of the lake are under your
lake, yes.
power.
With
power.
Their tiny little dicks.
Yeah.
Their lake dicks.
You little idiots with your little dicks.
Your what cold are you going to do with that? Little lake dicks.
Oh, man.
We forgot to ask you, but we always do ask,
yes,
what's your religious background?
Oh, I'm a Jew. A Jewess. Oh,
we find that a lot of Catholics are the people who really believe in ghosts.
Oh, really?
Because we're like, it's beat into our brains from day one that there is a holy one.
Amanda Sitko had a very funny joke that was a tweet, which it was, so are angels just ghosts with jobs?
That's very funny.
And the answer is no, they are not.
Follow her on Twitter. She's very funny. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Wait, so psychics. So,
yeah.
You get an intuition.
Yeah, I kind of don't believe in like the crossing over people. I think that's actually really rude and mean.
Mediumship is not for you.
No.
Then. Okay.
I don't know if I buy that. But I do believe in intuition. So I do think maybe these people are really like intuitive and tapping it and can just see the little things of people, and they can tell stuff and know stuff. Because, you know, you get like a vibe from a person when you meet them, or you get an idea about a person if you like them or if you don't. And I think that maybe there's people that go even more steps beyond that.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
It's like we can all read, but some people can really read.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Like some people like shade. Like,
the library is open. That kind of reading. That, have you been to a psychic? Like, have you gone?
No, I never have. I've always kind of wanted to.
Why do you think you haven't gone?
Have we should go.
Both of you, why haven't you?
Because I think that I
don't
want one that
I
really
die.
Believe is true.
Wait, why do you say I don't want to know when I die?
Because that's what they better tell you.
That's not what they tell you.
That's never, ever, ever.
You should just go in screaming, don't tell me when I'm going to die.
Don't you tell me when I'm going to die. And what's my name? If you're such a psychic, what's my name?
You go in there like, really?
Well,
like,
we have your credit. They'll be like, we have your credit card already. Elizabeth.
Oh, you got me. Okay.
Wait, is that your real full name?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought maybe you were making a joke like she stole someone's identity.
She did. Elizabeth.
Elizabeth's identity.
So you don't want to see a psychic because...
I do. I would like to.
You haven't.
But I kind of have this thing where I feel like it needs to be the perfect one.
I get that.
Or like the one that's actually good.
Yeah, because there's a lot.
There's a lot of bullshit.
Not.
Yeah, I think maybe there's a lot of people who aren't really psychic.
Yeah.
But I do. I have a fair amount of friends who have gone to psychics and or like a past life person.
I want to do that.
Yeah.
Really bad.
So that's what I did. I did a group past life regression.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think in retrospect, like I would do one again, but individual.
Yeah.
I think the group thing was maybe kind of weird and maybe like kind
of. Because was it kind of more just thrown out like somebody here was a queen?
No,
where it's like, I don't know which one
of you thinks you're a queen.
Oh, that's gotta be me. I was a queen.
Which one of you was a peasant in the mud?
Yeah. Which one had to clean out the chamber pots?
Can we take a quick break and then hear more about that?
Yeah.
Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about, I don't know, like 5 different subscriptions. I could not believe when they showed me how many I was paying for each month. And they tell me when something's coming up too. What a shocker. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. And thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I've forgotten about. And, you know, I've been trying to save money. And it seems like my bank account, it was stuck. So I gave Rocket Money a try, and it turns out that I was paying for a bunch of stuff that I didn't need. And Rocket Money helped me cancel some of those, and now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up again. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of expenses. I can see all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. That's rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years now. I go every single week. I don't even ever want to miss a week because it's so important for keeping me on track, especially during times where things are kind of tough, you know? It's really good to have a therapist you trust as a sounding board. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/afunnyfeeling today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, help.com/afunnyfeeling. And we're back.
What a good break.
So, Jenny, who sometimes I call Xenia, tell us about your group
past life regression.
Wow.
It's kind of like a group hypnosis. It's not really like okay. active. And then after it, everyone goes, you go around the circle and everybody gets to sort of talk about their experience or whatever. Okay. And it's this like woman that came and comes and leads it. And she talks for 20 minutes about all of the like cool stuff that she has seen or whatever. Like
you're
a
like, this isn't
kid.
About you.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of like, are Karen? You selling? It felt like a sales pitch.
Yeah.
You know?
What was one of the main big things that you feel she felt proud about?
It was like a little kid. Her friend's like a 6-year-old son came in and she did this past life regression and he spoke Polish and he would never have known Polish. So he spoke like a different
language. I'm sold.
If that happened, yeah. It's actually interesting.
And
so
like stuff
good for
like
her.
That, like people knowing weird like specifics about ancient Japanese
yes.
culture that Whoa. They would never know, ever have never have known.
Okay.
I mean, if you just even asked me, who did you go, like name 10 kids from your junior high, I'd be like, I'm out.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
if I could know anything.
Yeah. But this is why I kind of believe in just the untapped power of the brain, because what's going on with that 90%? We're probably just holding up information that we don't actually use and it's somewhere in the files back there. And we get and if we're like kind of, you know, lucid or, you know, out of it, maybe we can like recall that stuff that we couldn't do if we're like worried about what our stomachs look like.
That's true.
Oh my God.
What does my stomach look like?
I worry about what my stomach looks like all the time.
It's the main thing I'm thinking about.
I'm worried that I know exactly what it looks like.
Yeah, I know.
You guys would tell me if I looked if my body looks just like a honey bear, you know, those honeys.
Yeah, everybody loves shape, honey
we'll
bear.
Let you know.
Yeah, but does my, like, would the, like, the face being my boobs and then I look just like a honey bear, honey.
I mean, who
container.
Doesn't love that though?
I mean, that's a good container.
Yeah.
But it's exactly what I look like. Yes. Okay, it is. All right, great. So,
I mean, I don't agree with
I'm
you.
I'm going to get one out and show you.
For some reason, I feel like you will not accept my.
So can you tell us about your past life regression?
Yeah,
who
I'll tell
were
you about
you?
It. So, okay, well, I do. Okay, I do need to preface with I don't totally buy it all. Like, I do okay. kind of think it was just me kind of making stuff up.
Because you're
like,
creative.
It kind of feels like that. And then the woman is like, it's going to feel like you're making it up.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, I think I am, kind of. Yeah. Which maybe isn't bad. Like, in my mind, I'm like, this isn't bad because yeah. it's like, just maybe this is like an issue I need to work through.
Yeah.
You know, you have a dream about something you're afraid of in your life. And then you're like, oh, maybe I should work on this thing, yeah. issue or something. And so I think it was telling. In that respect, but I don't know that this was an actual life that my soul yeah. has yeah. led before or something. I don't know.
Okay, okay.
So it's kind of like, you know, first you go into this, you know, she hit, you know, it's kind of like a meditation.
Okay.
Like she counts backwards and then you're like in a room.
Okay.
And I guess let me preface with, because this is where the interesting part okay. comes in.
Ooh.
Is when I was a kid, I would have these like really vivid dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Color, really like vivid colors, really yes. detailed, like, which I think maybe when we're adults, it's just like too much alcohol and pot. Yeah. And I don't have dreams anymore.
Oh, yeah. I heard marijuana does stop, like,
I know.
Makes your dreams go away.
Yeah, yeah. Which kind of sucks and it's sad. but I, so I used to have these really like these three kind of specific recurring
yes.
dreams when all throughout Ooh. Sort of childhood and then like, into like the first year of college, maybe like it okay. stopped around 18 or something. And one of them was I would just dream of like I was inside of a house and it was like from my perspective and I was just walking through like a Victorian house.
Okay.
Like and I could see the railing and feel the and see the lace doily
yeah.
and the little and the window and like all the little things. I was just like be walking around the house like in my dream. That was it.
Uh-huh.
And great.
So when she was like
Very
and
nice.
You're in a room you and then I was like in that room.
Oh cool.
Ew, that's cool.
So I was like, oh, but in my head I was like, oh yeah, of course I'm here. That makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, this makes sense.
And like
this is the room I always go to.
Yeah, and then she's like, and so like look around your room and like see what you're seeing. What are your look down at your feet, look at what you're wearing, look what time period do you think this is? Like you kind of spend a while kind of like figuring out the yeah. room and where you are and stuff. And then she's like, and then like find how old are you and you
okay.
see yourself like how old you are and I felt that I was like a
oh,
6 year old
yes.
girl in a like a in the Victorian times in a
yep.
nightgown like sort of just in this in my home and I felt like I was an only child and I felt like all these
oh.
things like I'm alone sort of I had all of these feelings like I'm by myself and alone
yeah
I don't know.
You know sad yeah and then the one thing that makes me think, and my other friend had this experience too, and she goes like, and now you see a door. And like, I saw a door, but then kind of in my mind, I'm like, I don't like that door.
New door.
And then you kind
New
of
door.
Just change the door.
Like, that's very funny.
But you are in like a deep meditative
yeah.
state or something. And then she kind of like, essentially like brings you through the every 10 years like you
oh,
you're gonna
cool.
open the door and walk through it and then you're 10 years later and you're in this life and where are you now
Whoa.
And what's going on
yeah.
and then you like identify if there's people there with you who they might feel to you know her whole thing is kind of like
Whoa.
People in your life now show up in your past lives and
mm-hmm.
does this feel like somebody that you know now
Whoa.
And it's like oh yeah my dad kind of felt like my dad or like my
yeah.
mom kind of felt like my teacher or something
yeah, yeah, yeah.
from whatever and that's actually not true I in my head I was like I don't know like
yeah.
that's kind of I was like I don't know these were just people that I'm seeing or something and
then I'm just getting
so I like went through kind of this whole life and it ended up my past life was this like woman I like grew up as an only child and my parents were really distant and never home and didn't get along with each other. And I was just alone all the time and sort of walking around the house and the grounds like by myself all the time.
Oh my God.
And then I grew up and like married this guy that was like arranged and I didn't like him and he was like abusive.
Oh, shit.
He left me alone all the time and cheated. And then we got like divorced, which was crazy. And that like made... alienated my whole family, and then I became a nun.
Whoa!
She's like, "Where are you now?" And like, I was like, "Oh, I'm in a Catholic church." Like, I was like, "I'm a nun."
That's crazy.
Which is kind of fun. That, like, my brain was like, "You're a nun now."
Hey, you're a nun now.
Hey, now you're a nun.
And I was just kind of like living life as a nun in solitary and just sort of praying. And
then
stuff.
This other nun came and taught us how to sing. And the Pope visited, and then we learned that she wasn't a nun.
She was a superhero.
I would just start, like, thinking of movie stuff and be like, oh, yeah.
A lot of people did have, like, crazy stuff. Because in my mind, before going into this, I was like, ooh. Let's see, like, what crazy thing I was involved, or like what violent murder, or like and whatever like, thing.
No,
like
I just had a very lonely life.
Like lonely and boring, and I moved back home to take care of my mother who died, and then I was just old and alone in the house I grew up in, and then I just died on the kitchen floor just alone.
Oh my God,
and
Jenny!
And they take you through like your death
on the kitchen floor,
yeah, making a pot of tea, and it was like whistling, and then I was like dying.
You were like, "This tea will make me feel better." Oh no. I was dying the whole time.
Yeah.
That's so nuts.
And then you just die. And then, you know, she does this whole thing at the beginning, like, it's not scary when you die. You're not dying. Like, you're sort of watching a movie, like, or something. And it does feel like that. It just feels like I'm making, like, up a story, kind of.
But it's interesting, like, how specific it is.
Yeah, it gets really specific. Right. Because you're kind of in this meditative state. And then you die. And then we were... After all that, you know, it was like probably about 30 minutes, like in total, that we were all like under. And then we all went around and like talked about our experiences.
We got to do that, Betsy.
We have to do that. We've been wanting to do it on the podcast.
Yeah.
Like get a past lives.
Mutual friend of ours put it together. So, you can ask her.
We got to do that.
My old roommate did it, and the person does house calls. She'll come to you.
We got.
Yeah,
do
we
that.
Went to a friend's house.
Yeah,
and just did it in the living room.
And but for hers, she did two of them. She did the one at like House of Intuition in a group, and they like had all these like things, and then she did another one here at the house, and like it was just very interesting what she.
Yeah, like what comes up, and it. Like, I think the reason I would want to do it alone is because I didn't really get to process. Like, luckily, I go to therapy. So I actually did have a full, my next therapy session was like all about
talking
it. Because it brought up like feelings of loneliness.
Yeah.
These feelings that I've been sort of feeling and it really comes up. And then you want to process it afterwards. And I kind of didn't get it too much of a chance because you're in I couldn't just talk for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
For
right?
One whole hour about
Whoa.
And other people had crazier shit, honestly.
Really?
Where one
story
woman was
nothing
like
that.
She had a stillbirth and currently like she has like female like health issues. Currently. And so it's like, you know, you kind of
that she's like experiencing that.
Yeah.
Like, that like she was like, it's always been this way.
Yeah.
Or her worst fear kind of manifested.
Or like, you know, I have like knee problems and my image was like kneeling and praying like during my whole time as a nun.
And that's
I'm like,
why.
Maybe that's why my knees hurt.
Because they need to be kneeling for Christ.
You've been kneeling too long.
She became a Jew in this life
that's
so she could
so
give her knee a break.
Yeah, so it was kind of like interesting. I will say the bigger kind of like paranormal thing, if you will, or like funny coincidence, if you will, is there's like this elderly lady that I visit as part of this like program. And I did this meditation like a few months before I ever met her or like knew who I was even getting or whatever.
Uh-oh.
And weirdly, like I think on the second time I saw her, it's like a weekly thing. And I was like, holy shit, this woman is the woman that there's some energetic thing. I realized that this woman is the woman that I was seeing. I don't know how to explain it.
Which woman that you were seeing?
She this was elderly lady that I visit is the woman that I saw in my past life regression. And I don't know how to explain it beyond like a energetic thing.
Yeah.
And this woman was Catholic and really devout. She never has been married. She lives all alone. She's never been married. She never had kids.
That's there's, like, fucking weird, like, crazy.
You had her life regression.
It's like a weird connect, yes. Like sort of energetic connection thing. And that was really trippy when I figured that out.
That's crazy.
That is really wild.
Like, I think there is a connection here. Or like, I was always meant to kind of meet her or something.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That is really weird.
Really weird.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's cool. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Oh, shit.
So that's your only like paranormal esque?
I think so. Yeah. That's I mean, good. That, yeah, I like all the energy stuff and yeah. like, oh.
Are you a crystal owner?
I do have some crystals, mm-hmm. but I did just read an article about basically like blood crystals. So now I'm like, oh no.
No.
Like crystals mined by people in poor working conditions.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much I'm into it anymore now. Now I'm like holding it and like, oh no.
Is this bad?
But again, I think whatever makes you feel, you know, it's like an energy thing.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a big thing.
Oh, just sort of doing something makes us feel good. Great.
Yeah.
It's crazy though.
Oh my.
That's really wild.
That's a cool.
Yeah, it was interesting. So I didn't like know like the positive impact it would have until almost a year later.
Yeah.
Because at first I just was like, whatever, this is kind of stupid and feeling like this isn't real.
It's pretty goofy.
Yeah. Something. But I did, it was a nice meditation because when I came out of it, like my neck didn't hurt anymore.
Oh,
my shoulders
shit.
Were like,
oh, nice.
You know, gone. I was very relaxed.
Good. We gotta do one.
Okay. We gotta do it. That is really cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Should we listen to a ghost story?
Listen to one.
Marcy and Betsy, this is Erin. I am calling out of New Jersey. I really love your podcast, and I kind of wanted to share my story with you guys. So, I live in a really old house. The original part was built in the 1800s, and then it was built on from there. I've lived here all of my life, and spooky things have happened on and off since I can remember. Let me just tell you a couple things. So one was the middle room when you walk into is our dining room. And my sister used to see a floating hand in that room and never liked to go in there, even though our downstairs, you know, the stairs from upstairs to downstairs came into it. She would like run out of that room in the middle of the night if she had to come downstairs for anything. That room has always been a little weird. And my dad added on a den to our house in the back of our house. So if you stand in the living room in the front of the house and the doorway, you can see all the way back to the back of the house. So in the back of the house, there was an entertainment center that had, you know, like windows in it or whatever, and it would reflect behind you. So you could see what was going on behind you, kind of. And you would sit in the den area and see somebody walk in my dining room left to right, back and forth.
Ew.
Once in a while, you would see it. It was like a lady, kind of. So that was really, really freaky. And we still kind of see the person walking, but we don't have that entertainment center anymore. But, you know, you just kind of like catch it out of the corner of your eye if you're in the kitchen or the what we call the back room. Also, my dad renovated the house a lot, and it would disrupt stuff, and the whole atmosphere of the house would change. And one time, he redid the back bedroom and added a closet to it. And once he added that closet, it was the space in the middle room. Like, he took space from the middle room and gave it to the back room to make a closet. And if you had your bed in the middle room up against the closet, the bed would shake violently. And my sister and I both experienced this because we both lived in both middle rooms at different times, and never told each other until we were a little bit older. And we were telling stories about the house. And I'm like, did you ever have your bed shake in the middle room? And her face went white. And she's like, all the time. And also in the middle room, the bifold doors of the closet would shake. And now my daughter lives in the middle room. And she feels somebody touch her feet at night. Oh, that's so we don't know. We kind of think it might be my mom, but we're not sure. So the other thing that happened in that middle bedroom is I came home one night after drinking, and I wasn't too drunk, but I had, you know, was a little bit buzzed or whatever, and I'm laying in the bed, and I was in that point where you're half awake, half asleep, and all of a sudden there was a floating head right in my face. And I screamed my sister's name thinking it was her because it was long, dark hair. And when I screamed, the head and face just disappeared. And my sister comes running out. She's like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, oh, I just saw a head floating in here. But I was drunk. And like, whenever I tell that story, people are like, oh, you were just drinking. But it was so real. So the final thing I have to tell you is I moved out. My dad still lived here. My mom had passed away. My son was 3 months old. I came back home to go through my old bedroom to get clothes that I had left here, whatever. I was, you know, moving out to somewhere else, but still had stuff here at my parents' house. So I brought my son in. He was in an infant carrier. He was 3 months old. He had no, like, body movement, like, could barely keep his head up. He was a newborn. He was asleep. He was in the carrier. I put him on the dining room table. I ran upstairs, and then I heard him cry, and just to soothe him, I yelled back down the stairs, hey, buddy, I'll be down in a minute, just so he could hear my voice. And, like, a minute after that, he stopped crying. I thought maybe he kind of, like, knocked himself back out, whatever, whatever. So I come downstairs, and I hear sucking, and I'm like, what has he got? So I come down, and I look at him, and he has a pacifier in his mouth. Well, when I put him on the table, in his carrier, he didn't have a pacifier in his mouth. In fact, the pacifier was in my diaper bag, which was on the chair next to the where he was sitting. So all of a sudden, it smelled like lilacs in my house, and my mom's favorite flower were lilacs. And I was like, all right, mom, got your clue, gonna take the baby, gonna go, I'll talk to you later. And I left because there was no way that that child who was strapped into an infant seat could reach his little hand into the baby bag to get his pacifier. Oh. So, yeah, that was a little scary and a little comforting at the same time. But anyway, we live back here at my parents' house, and little things happen on and off, and you kind of just go, well, all right, guess we're going to play this game tonight. Anyway... thanks for having your podcast. We love it. I listen to it all the time. And yeah, I hope you liked my story.
Wow. That was cool. Thank you, Erin.
Ooh,
yeah. Spooky. That's my favorite part about those ghost stories is when it smells like something. Like all of a sudden she smelled lilacs.
I love
those
that.
Are my favorite.
Yeah, where
parts.
It's like, wait, you smell like cigars all of a sudden.
Those
it's
are
so
the cigars
cool.
my grandfather's
made. Yeah. Ooh. That is crazy. I like the drinking where she's like, every time I tell somebody I was drunk. They're like, oh, yeah, you're just drunk. But it's like, I've never seen a head floating over me when I'm hammered.
You don't hallucinate, man.
No, yeah. What are you drinking, man?
I have been shit-faced out of my mind that I've never been like, there's a hand floating in my room.
No. Never, ever.
Never, ever.
Wow. That's good.
Yeah, that was a good story. One. I mean, I assume that you guys have your own ghost experience. Site experiences.
Just me.
You
not
don't.
Betsy.
I don't. You don't.
I don't want one.
Oh, because it's kind of scary,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm learning more and more that it's like not as scary as I thought it was. But still, I don't need that.
But do you believe, like, bar none, all of it's true? Like, ghosts, yes, exist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm in.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's
too.
Fun.
It's
yeah.
Really fun.
I'm starting to see the fun in it. I used to be, like, really afraid of a lot of things, especially, and I couldn't see horror movies, and I couldn't go to haunted houses, and, like, only, like, in the past year am I finally, like, oh, my God, it's fun.
It's pure fun.
It's not real.
Yeah. It's so fun. Oh, I love it so much.
Well, I hope we all see a ghost soon.
Marcy.
You be fine.
I don't want to see one.
Well, there's like spooky connotation to it, like because everybody's like the ghost is mean or it has like a bad agenda or something.
I don't think sometimes it's like.
Yeah. But I guess if it's your dead parent or something and they're just trying to give your baby a pacifier, it's fine.
That's very nice.
Although that could have been a mean ghost who's like, shut
this baby up.
True.
Like one of the guys on 90 Day Fiancé. Do you watch that show?
Oh, yeah, I watch that show.
The British guy?
How did you know? Because
he like has anger behind his eyes.
He's like, his eyes are like vacant black.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's nothing behind
he's like dumb. Like
he's
very
so
dumb.
He's so dumb. And he met this woman on a musical, like a duet app called Musical.ly.
Like what? You sing on, and now that I've been watching 90 Day Fiancé, the ads for that app keep showing up on my Instagram.
And I'm on it. That's very spooky.
Big brother.
Like, I was just looking at these fucking shoes and now they're on everything.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
That's what the real ghosts
but
are.
Very
this
good.
Guy,
the internet.
He like meets this woman and she goes to like, she brings her baby and goes to like meet him. And then he's like, can you make the baby stop crying? It makes me very anxious.
Yeah. And she's like, I just worry what happens if he gets too angry.
And it's like, he's got a bunch of arrests under his belt. Like, for fighting.
Fighting.
Yeah, he's going to beat up your baby.
All of it. It's really painful this specific season.
Yes.
Because everybody's.
Before the 90 days
really
is rough
up.
Right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
It's almost too sad.
It is kind of like. What channel is it on?
TLC.
Like, hey, TLC. Get this guy out of here.
Yeah. And
do
then Jesse is also like totally abusive.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. It's like,
it's uncomfortable.
I almost tweeted today, TLC, how far are you going to let this Jesse Darcy thing go on?
If you don't know
what we're talking about, you got to get on board.
I don't, but I'm worried.
It's definitely like, reality might be bad.
Yes.
Oh my God, big time.
But I love it.
But I can't get enough of it.
Ugh.
Jenny, tell everyone where they can find you.
Yeah.
Oh, you
like
can find
on
me
internet.
On here, right here,
and right here.
Come and find me.
Come and find me.
I'll give you your address.
On Instagram as Jenny Beep.
Woo. Beep.
Jenny Beep. I'm on Twitter. I kind of can't remember what my Twitter handle is. Jenny Pie, I think. Maybe. I don't really tweet that much. And kind of that's it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Great. No, that's perfect.
That's perfect.
Watch Kidding on Showtime.
Yeah, not HBO.
Starring Jenny
Pearson.
Featuring Jim Carrey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for having me.
This was real fun.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for listening to A Funny Feeling.
If you have a paranormal experience that you would like to share, please send us a voice memo or you can email us just a letter at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com. I'm Marcy.
I'm Betsy. And don't shit your pants.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.